Notice! Notice! This midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
And I am too. Welcome back to Minnesota.
Welcome back.
We just talked about people dying, horrific molasses deaths.
Welcome back. You were talking about coincidences in the previous episode and how, all these things sort of converge. And I would just like to say that, maybe 20 minutes before you started singing Welcome Back, the star of Welcome Back, Cotter, I saw in a video on Reddit where it's Lyndall Hamilton in a bikini on like something of the stars. And she like does that thing where she's like airing out her bikini, but anyone behind her gets a full view. That guy was behind her. And everyone in the comments was like, Cotter got an eye, fool, dude. So there you go.
Little synchronicities.
Synchronicities, baby.
What the fuck?
That's kind of weird. That is kind of weird.
It is weird.
Yeah, what do you have, boys? What do you got for us this week?
I got one for you.
Okay.
I got one. Do you guys know about the Boston Garden? Do you know about that?
Arena?
Yeah. It's not there anymore, but like it's a big one for the Bruins, for the Celtics, you know. It was demolished eventually, and there was like a rumor that came around when it was demolished. Have you heard about this? That maybe like, I don't know exactly when it originally popped up, but the rumor was that it like, they found a monkey.
Of all the things I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, what?
when they demolished it, they found a monkey in the wreckage, in the ruins.
Like, was he a dead or just recently dead?
Like, I don't know. The rumor was they found a monkey body. And so that was like going around for a little while. And this guy, Joe Barak, is the senior vice president of Morse Diesel in 1998. So he demolished the Boston Garden and supervised the construction of Fleet Center. And he said, absolutely not. I was in charge of the project, and believe me, I would have known. It's an urban legend. There were pigeons, there were rats, there were other things, but no monkeys. Maybe nobody ever told me, because frankly, had they, I would have stopped the demo, and I would have gotten people to come in and do a whole shtick about it. It's the only thing that makes sense from a PR standpoint. And so he never heard of anything about a monkey or anything like that, but he said it was an awesome job demolishing the Boston Garden. Is one of his favorite things he ever did in his life. But then later in like 2015, this guy, Perry Eaton, who was working at Boston.com, which is a source that I used also for the molasses episode that I just did. There is this sort of other situation. This guy, Bagan, worked on the demolition team, who said his brother took it and
took the monkey, that he had
a picture of it, and he showed a picture of the monkey corpse, and it looks like a monkey in a brown trash bag. I don't know if this will work if I do it this way. Maybe now with the new chat it will work. Will it work? No, it does not work. Hold on. We'll get you there. Have a look at this monkey.
We'll get you there. Don't worry.
Don't worry, we'll see you the monkey. We'll get you the monkey. You see the monkey?
I do. He's dry. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a monkey.
It looks like a
He's
monkey.
A dry little monkey. And so now
like a mummified monkey.
Yeah. So they're like, so your brother had it? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, well, does he still have it? He's like, I don't know. He might sit out and talk to it. I have no fucking idea. So let's try and talk to him. They tried to get in touch with him for 2 weeks, but then he's like, meet me at the Sons of Italy in Weymouth Monday at 3. I can show you the monkey. So then he goes and this guy Perry goes to the Sons of Italy, because I guess he's like the president of Sons of Italy or something, this new guy, the brother. And it's an empty day, and so he goes to meet John. He says, everybody says it didn't exist, but me and a few other guys, we found it. Roger Beale screams, come here. Then Eddie Sullivan and I came over, and there it was. And then he says that the location that he provided matches the one that everybody else gave that they spoke to, so they're pretty sure it's real because it's all been corroborated. He says, quote, we were working on the roof of the garden, pulling up boards. There was like a second roof above the roof. The monkey was basically right above center court. We start dropping the trestles, and we kept the monkey in the beam so nobody could find him, because we didn't want him to take him off the job. Bad luck, maybe, right? So they're thinking, we can't take this monkey out of here, right? So let me show you this next picture of them with this dry-ass monkey body right here. So they got this dry-ass monkey body carrying around.
That is a monkey body.
It is a dry-ass monkey body with like a guy in construction equipment clearly holding it.
Yeah. All dated the right time, this picture of him with the monkey. And they were hiding it in an electrical box. He said, quote, there was a basket on the roof, and we'd send that up and down to deliver things back and forth from ground level. We tied the monkey very nice in this little papoose thing. Safety people were everywhere from Morse Diesel. One day they're standing right by it on the ground, and an overseer came up and said, I smell something. I didn't smell all that bad because it was petrified, but it was warm out, so you could smell it a bit when the breeze came by. All of a sudden, the crane would lift the monkey back up to the roof. When the crane came back down, the monkey wasn't there. Played a lot of games like that, he says. And so then here's another picture of him standing outside of his white Ford Bronco holding the monkey.
I love this. Dude, he looks like he's straight. It's like
he looks like he's like trying to be hard.
90s ass fucking
That's
picture.
So funny.
So then
jean pants, jean jacket, Ford Bronco or something behind him.
So then he says the monkey becomes like an inside joke and like a mascot. He says, quote, we even had the monkey up on a big sign that said, welcome to the Fleet Center for a while. I'm not sure if anybody saw, but it was kind of a joke for us. They're going to come look for it. We're going to keep them guessing. Then they decide to move it. Right. And so this is when things get weird. He says, I think it brings bad luck. It doesn't like being moved, I guess. He says, quote, the first night I took him off the job, one of our building wreckers got his thumb caught in a crane cable and pretty much mushed it. And a few hours later, I broke my thumb using the jackhammer. Same night, because we're working a long shift, one of the other guys has a sore shoulder. It was weird. Somebody said, it's because you took the monkey off the job. So I brought it right back. And here's him bringing the monkey back onto the job with an arrow pointing back towards the job with the monkey.
oh, dude, and the Duncan sign behind him, too. This is perfect.
There is something so incredibly Boston about all of this. But the dude is especially... The only thing missing is a Sox hat.
I could smell his burnt coffee and cigarettes this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then... Eventually, though, they had to take him because it was either leave him in the wreckage or whatever. So rather than dispose of him, they kept him and brought him around to other post 1421 building record jobs. And he says, quote, he was in my truck when I got rear-ended. I totally forgot he was there, and I drove the truck home. He was fine. And another time, I was going to bring him to the Opie and Anthony show on WBCN. They said, bring the strangest thing you've got. But on the way there, the traffic was so bad, I didn't make it on time. And then he says, there's been lots of people who've seen it. People were calling me the monkey man. I wasn't too crazy about that. And after a while, the mystery, just the rumor faded away into the background. And the monkey ended up in his basement in a cardboard box. And he would show it to anybody who was curious, because he is, like I said, he's the president of the Weymouth Sons of Italy. And he said, finally, last word on it is, quote, I still have the head. I kept the monkey in a coffin-like box with holes in it. I think that some animals might have got into it. One day, I went back downstairs and the body was gone. And so, here's another picture of it as it appears in 2015. Probably has deteriorated a fair amount since then.
Yikes. Yeah,
he says, quote, he says,
that looks like a cursed object.
Yeah.
He says, quote, it's kind of a weird thing to have.
Kinda. Yeah, kinda is.
Here's another picture of him with the monkey on a piece of cardboard, just with the head now. He's looking older. He retires it, and he says, stories came, stories went, but I don't know. I always thought there was a cool story here. And that's the story of the construction workers that found a monkey in
the Boston
garden.
I think his forehead has gotten bigger, but he still looks right out of Boston.
Yeah, so I guess there really was a monkey in the Boston garden.
There was.
Clearly. Mystery solved. What a strange fucking tale, eh?
I love that.
So there you go.
Jesse, what do you bequeath to us
on
this eve?
Since we're talking about Massachusetts, I figured I'd take us back over to Massachusetts. Stoneham Police Department shared a photo online of what I would say is probably a very creepy thing to come across. This happened yesterday, and they are like, y'all, we found this thing and we don't know what it is. If it belongs to anyone, let us know. Everyone online was like, oh, that's cursed as hell. I don't know what that is. I'm going to send you an image of what they found. Hopefully you can click that link and it'll take you there.
Oh, I hate that.
It's bigger than a
wooden marionette of evil clown, basically.
Yes,
that's it, with the evil ass fucking clown,
like a terrifying looking redheaded. I think the red hair is what makes it even worse, but like some sort of demonic clown creature. And everyone was like, oh, that is terrible. Some of the comments were like, I wouldn't worry about it. I've learned anything from horror movies, that a cursed puppet will find its owner, right? This guy says, that's awesome, like a relative of Chucky.
Yeah.
This person says they should get the fire department for controlled disposal. But Stoneham says, thank you to everyone who shared our post and helped us spread the word. We're happy to report the owner has been found. We attempted to locate the owner because this weird puppet was turned to the station. But it's okay. We found the person. All good. And here's the twist that I think is even funnier. This freaked out a lot of people online, where they were like, why would anyone own this? It's terrifying. It's one of the like strangest looking puppets I've ever seen. In reality, and I'm just going to link this to you because it's just the best way this could end. This puppet is actually this.
Spirit Halloween. A $300 Spirit Halloween.
$300 Spirit Halloween decoration.
It's currently in stock.
Yeah, you could buy one right now if you wanted to own Bobby Strings animatronic. $300.
It's like David S. Pumpkins.
7 foot tall, 7 inches.
Yep.
Bobby Strings.
Bobby Strings animatronic thingy.
What's crazy about it?
Just pull my
about
strings
it.
And I start to sing. It's me, Bobby Strings.
What's crazy about it is that this Bobby Strings, the one that they have, looks exactly like it, except the owner clearly cut out the eyes.
To make him look more fucked up.
I guess.
7 feet, 7 inches. I do all kinds of things. $300 for me, Bobby Strings.
I hate that.
It's the worst.
I hate that.
Yeah. The fact that the product says, hey, Dee, happy Halloween, boys and girls. Want to hear a song? Let me sing it for you. And he literally it gives all of the things he says.
Don't like that.
So, yeah, there's also other clowns, you can get that too. But, yeah, no, it just goes to show that sometimes even the creepiest, weirdest things are just props from Spirit Halloween.
Can I please read this to you?
Please read.
Bobby was destined to be in the limelight. His relentless rehearsal routine filled with tap dances and careful ballet movements was bound to pay off eventually. His hard work was finally recognized when a new dance instructor offered to teach him solo choreography after hours. But before he could warm up his legs, he was knocked out cold from behind. The demented instructor strung up his limp body from the rafters and lifted his limbs in an exhausting pattern of twists and pliés to the rhythm of a cursed waltz for 6 days straight, transforming a healthy boy into an obedient, pain-ridden wooden puppet. Now he performs in the cruel glow of stage lights across the world as the demented instructor's plaything. Be careful who you call dummy this Halloween once you add Bobby Strings to your Halloween decor.
Hey, how about it's that? Me, Bobby Strings.
It's me, Bobby Strings.
Tortured soul, forever imprisoned, marionette form.
So it's so weird.
Bobby Strings.
All right, boys. Let's end this with a little UFO update.
Hey.
They dropped another batch of fucking files. Over
all goods.
50 all, videos, all like just piles upon piles upon piles of just documents, unfiltered, and like just completely just like threw out a ton of stuff. Most of it is what we've seen. What I find interesting is there is a video in there that has a lot of the telemetry redacted, but people have been able to determine that it's actually a video that, of all people, like always, it tends to be Jeremy Corbel, leaked months ago without the telemetry redacted. So there's a better version of the video out there that was leaked months ago that is not redacted. Like the government
shooting
redacted
down
it.
The thing.
No, this is the one where there's an object causing like a bokeh effect where you see like 6 points of light, and when the camera rotates, the bokeh effect rotates.
Oh, like the star one that people were talking about.
Yeah, and it's not a star. It's the object that's causing that effect that's of interest. And
so
stuff,
is that real, or is that like
it's
Bobby
a real
Strings
UAP?
With the eyes cut out?
But
you know what I'm saying?
But that's the other thing is like what this, all of these paper, all of this stuff that they're putting out there is nowhere near like the stuff that like supposedly they have, like the high HD stuff, but it is just more like, yeah, this stuff's out there. We don't know what it is.
What
shrug,
is the criteria?
Shoulders.
What is
like,
the criteria for what comes in the packet?
Good fucking question.
They're just
question.
Dumping stuff.
They're dumping
if
shit.
It's all that they
it's
have.
It's like the Epstein.
I don't
like,
know. Yeah, yeah. It's one of those not, flood the zone kind have. Of things and buy yourself time. And then when people discover nothing of value, then dump more.
It feels like an actual PSYOP, like a sloppily done, like a poorer quality version of something that already is out there is one of the items. Feels like something that I would make for an ARG.
There's better, you know, there's better shit from independent researchers out there, and that continues to be the proven case. On top of, like, to prove that point, like today, alien and aliens.gov went live, and it is one of the ugliest websites I've ever seen. And it's not about aliens, as we suspected. I think we even theorized on the show when that it was announced. It's about immigration and sending people back to their countries.
It's a fucking,
but with like a UFO theme on the website. It's so gross.
It's like a shitty,
so gross.
It's like a shitty thing. Yeah.
It looks like a website I would have made using HTML in high school. Like it goes through this like text.
I'm not even
going
to link that. Yeah. I'm not even going to link that.
No, don't put that in the links.
It's clowning. It's clowning on like everyone.
It's clowning on the UFO believers. It's clowning on like, and it's like, it's just gross.
Probably puts you on a list if you go to it too.
Yeah, exactly. And I obviously went to it, so I am on a list. But like
you were on the list already. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's fair. Sorry, when I FOIA requested some stuff that I have still have not gotten anything other than the confirmation that they have received my request.
Just track your microwave based headaches. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Good call. Yeah. I'll let you know if my hands start to burn. I'm like weird sicknesses happening.
Try and write sensible texts if you're about to disappear. I know it's going to be scary, but
yeah.
Try and really
don't be incoherent. Don't be like they're after me. Yeah. Don't be like the following people are trying to get me.
Yeah. Give me something to work with. Give me something to chew on. I promise I'll run with it.
All right. I'll do my best if I'm being.
Don't
abducted.
Do like.
I know too much.
Online creepypasta writing, just write out the facts.
We don't need a mystery.
How will I get Reddit on the case if I don't frame it?
Just
in
tell
a weirdly
me. Just tell
it.
Alex, I am in. My life is in trouble because I requested these documents. These are the people responsible.
I'll let you know.
It's really that simple. That's all we're asking.
It's as simple as this minisode is going to get. We're done here. Thank you all so much for listening to us ramble. We'll be back next week with another minisode. We appreciate you. We love you. Goodbye.
I'm going to eat a double-double.
Oh, I'm so hungry.